Hi, my name's Julie. I'm an addict.
Hi, Julie.
A nervous addict. I just don't know where to start, you know. I've had like a 2.5 hour share in my head of what I'm going to say. I'm only doing 15 minutes. So, you know, keep it simple. And, you know, I told my mum today that I was doing this chair, and she said, oh, you'll be all right, you know. You just have to go in there and just tell them, what, you know, that you're not using anymore. And I said, no, mum, it's not as easy as that, you know. You know, I actually have to say, you know, my name's Julie, I'm an addict. And she said, but why do you have to say you're an addict? Can't you say you used to be an addict? And I'm like, no, mum, you know, this is where I have to, for my own self, say I am an addict, you know, so that way I know that I'm an addict and other people can identify with that too, you know. And that's kind of like what I realised today, that I need to come here and always identify myself as an addict, you know. And experience, strength and hope, you know. You know, I've been coming around for a bit now, and you know, and I've learnt a lot, you know, and it is amazing that I'm able actually to sit here, you know. I feel really full of fear, but that fear will go, you know. But what I have to do for that is be really honest, maybe even pray, and you know, just hope that, you know, at a day at a time I can do this, you know. And I know I can, because other people have done it. It's been proven to me by you people in here, you know. And that's a message in itself, you know, because I never had any hope before I came into recovery, you know. I had no hope, you know. And I say that because I gave up, you know. I thought that I was just going to be an addict, you know. I thought I'd be going clubbing and taking drugs and doing all that stuff. I really thought that that was going to be me. And, you know, and I kind of accepted that was what my life was going to be like, you know. And I saw kind of no way out. I knew no one who hadn't stopped using drugs. You know, all my friends used. Everybody went out. Everybody was totally, well, me personally, my life was really unmanageable. And, you know, and I can say that today because I've done a thorough step one, and I know my life was totally unmanageable. And I say that in, you know, I was always, you know, I kind of, you know, the things that I did not on a daily basis, but, you know, I did things for years and years that I was always, I kept doing the same thing. You know, I wouldn't show up for work, you know, I was lying, I was stealing. Every time I used, I did things that I thought I'd never do, you know. You know, my self-respect, my dignity, I lost all that once I started using, you know. And, you know, I've kind of got some of that back today through this route, for the rooms, you know. And it's taken a lot, you know. It's taken a lot because I have to be rigorously honest, you know. I've got to be so honest with myself, you know. There's no kind of holding back on anything, you know. I have to kind of share honestly, you know, with people in the rooms. I have to share honestly with my sponsor, you know. And you know, I have to be really honest with myself, you know, because I didn't know how to be honest before I came into the rooms, you know, at a really, really young age, you know. I used to lie, you know. It was kind of like the one thing as a child I did, and I did it really well, you know. My father was an alcoholic. He died an alcoholic. And, you know, and he had those traits. He had that, like, that behaviour, you know. He used to lie. He was like kind of, you know, he knew how to make people laugh. It was always alcohol, there was everyone drank, you know. And I kind of looked at his lifestyle, you know, and I thought, yeah, man, I want some of that, you know. My dad was like a womanizer, and, you know, he always looked good, and, you know, and he was just kind of like the, you know, he was like the man that, yeah, this is my dad, and I was really proud of him, and that's kind of really what I wanted, some of that. And, you know, I kind of, you know, I can see all that now, you know, that, you know, the illness is definitely rife in my family, you know. And, you know, and that was a big thing, you know, finding that out in recovery, you know, because when my dad died, you know, I never even realised that, you know, I enabled my dad to drink, you know. And, and you know, that's something that I kind of, you know, it really shocks me sometimes that, you know, I didn't even see that. How would I know? I was in denial myself, you know. And, you know, and I'm an addict, you know. I know I'm an addict, you know. Maybe I don't use today, but I am an addict in every other area of my life, you know. You know, once I kind of obsess around something, you know, like, you know, I get myself into some situations, and I've learned all that from, you know, coming into these rooms, you know. And, You know, my first meeting, you know, when I first, my first ever meeting, you know, and I know today, you know, hope, you know, I know today, you know, when I first, my first ever meeting, what I got really was from my first ever meeting was hope. You know, and it's been like, you know, I've listened to lots of tapes and what hope actually means. And I kind of can see that today, hearing other people's experiences. And I learnt that from someone else, you know, I heard it on a tape. And that's exactly what it was like for me, you know. I got that from my first meeting. I heard something that maybe I think I even like totally forgot. You know, it was something that happened. And it was kind of hope that maybe I can do this, you know, because I gave up. I didn't think I was ever going to, like, stop using and change. You know, my behaviour was like, you know, I never liked myself, you know. I remember I used to look in the mirror and I used to think, is that me? Did I do that? You know, that's not me, you know. And I couldn't really see what I was really doing to myself, you know, and... You know, I'd get moments of, I'd use and I'd be up for days, and then now I'd be on my own, you know, like head down thinking, I can't believe I've done this again. I've ended up in the same place, you know, no money, you know, I've pissed everybody off, you know, a lot of other stuff, you know, the shame that always came with my using was like, you know, I couldn't bear that anymore, you know, you know, and it's kind of what I heard, you know, when I heard, like, people talking about their fear, you know, I was like, my God, you know, that's exactly what was going on for me, you know. I was ruled by fear all my life, you know, and I learned at a really young age, you know, to kind of, like, cope, you know, whatever was going on in my life, yeah, I never told anybody, you know. And there was a lot of stuff that went on in my childhood, you know, when I was, you know, in my teens, you know, and I found ways of escaping, you know. I escaped, you know, and I ran away with that, you know, and you know, where I was such a good liar, I actually believed my own lies. You know, my own lies were like, whoa, you know, they used to, like, really, you know, even now I even think, oh my God, yeah, is that real? Or did I just make that up, you know? And I know today, you know, that, yeah, you know, that I, because I used to lie so much, you know, and I don't do that today, you know, and this program's allowed me to kind of really be open and honest, you know, and I didn't realise that, you know, any of this was going to happen to me in recovery, you know, like I've managed to stay clean a day at a time and, you know, and... You know, the things I've got back in my life, and, you know, sometimes I can't even comprehend, you know, what's gone on in my life, you know, by stopping using, you know. Who would think by stop, you know, once you stop using that, you know, your life starts to take over and then you start doing things, positive things, you know, and, you know, that's kind of how it's been, you know. My life is kind of, you know, it's just getting better and better. But what I have to keep, you know, I've got to remember that I need to come back here, you know, I need to come to meetings and, you know, and share, you know, and listen to others and reach out and, you know, all this stuff that kind of I don't really want to do, like doing service, carrying a message, you know, send, you know, like sharing my experience of strength and hope. And because, you know what, you know, I've got so little self-worth, you know, I think that, you know, I can't do this, you know, I'm crap, you know, I tell myself all this horrible stuff about myself, you know, and it's not true, you know, it's not true. And I say that because, you know, I've done a lot of work on myself, you know, I practice a program, you know, and I forget sometimes to even pick up the tools. I forget, yeah, I've got a really good step one. I know my life was unmanageable, you know, and I really, 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 really believe, you know, in this program. You know, I've come to believe in the program. I've come to believe in a higher power, God of my own understanding, you know. He's kept me here, you know, but I've got to do this stuff, you know, carry the message. And, you know, and, you know, I don't really want to kind of go on about, you know, I'm not one for, like, you know, going on about the book, you know, but before I came tonight, the only thing that actually kind of worked for me is I read step one, you know, I read Who is an Addict, because I just felt, oh my God, I've got nothing to say. And then you read that basic text, Who is an Addict, and it's all there in the readings, you know. So if you don't get anything from my experience, the basic text you know, it's great, you know. And I, one thing I have to say is, you know, I click, you know, God, I can't believe I've already spoken for 10 minutes. Wow, that's great. I forgot where I was now. You know, that just really about the basic text, about the book, about NA. You know, sometimes I forget to even look at that book. You know, that book saved my life, you know, and I read it just before I got here. I read the introduction, the preface, and Who is an Addict? And everything in that book, it's me. It's me in the readings. My life was unmanageable. There's so much in that book that I can identify. And you know what I like about this program? What it says, this book was written so simply that we can follow it in our daily lives. And you know what? I've tried and follow this program because I see what everybody else does. What I try and do, I try and stick with the people who are doing it. You know, I've started hanging out with some people who, for me personally, what I see is, you know, I'm not saying I really know what spiritual principles are, but, you know, I'm with people who, you know, that to me they're working a program. You know, what I see they are doing something is that's what I want in my life. That's what I want, you know. I want to stay clean, you know. I want to broaden my horizon. I want to do all those things that I thought I could never do, you know. And I believe that I can do that if I continue to follow the NA way, you know. And really, you know, something that kind of stuck out for me today as I was like having this 2.5 hour share in my head is, you know, recovery works if you work it. You know, and that is it, you know, that is the bottom line, you know. Recovery will work if you work it, you know, and it's working for me, you know, and sometimes it can be hard. You know, I find it kind of really, really hard to kind of open up to people, you know, and of course it's going to be hard. I've never done it before. I've never opened up, not even with my own family. So if I do it in here, me personally, if I do this in here, I can follow it outside in my daily life, you know. And, you know, the steps, sponsorship, service, I like to believe that I do all that, you know, and I do, you know, and I'm willing to go to any length, you know. And as much as I didn't want to do this, you know, it's made me already, I feel, at ease with myself, you know. And this program is about being at ease with yourself, you know. But you've got to do the work, you know. You have to kind of get a sponsor, you know, do service, work the 12 steps, traditions, concepts, whatever it takes, you know, to keep you clean on a daily basis, you know. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know, living towards, you know, hope, faith and courage. And thanks for listening. I'll leave it there. Thanks.